Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
Very excited this to bring some Australian-ness to it, to see Mendo.
Yeah,
in the trailer. I didn't catch it with him because I was watching it on my iPhone. And I think
Sorry, for the rest of the world, that's Ben Mendelsohn in Australian.
Yeah,
I had to explain on Twitter the other day because I was like, you know, huge. We've got a really fun live episode coming up this Saturday, Arvo, and people were like going, "What's an Arvo?" Like,
Arvo is one of the great abbreviations, I think, that we've come up with. I had a radio show for a couple of years called The Arvo with Jude Lucy, and I loved it as a name. It's just great.
No international listeners.
No internet. Not a single one.
They
not
had no idea what it was
no
talking
podcast,
about.
Nobody could relate to it, but it was a bit of fun. But Ben Mendelsohn has been around for as long as we've been around making, and he's been in movies our whole life.
He was a Henderson kid.
He was a Henderson kid. And then he made a great film called The Big Steel with aforementioned Claudia Carvin. And that was amazing. And Steve Bisley and playing the wonderful Gordon Farkas, one of the great character names in the history of Australian cinema. And he's just been a presence in Australian cinema. And, I think probably, I'm not sure where Mendo was in his own thoughts, but, I don't think anyone predicted what was going to happen for Ben Mendelsohn in the States. I think obviously Animal Kingdom kicked it all off, but great to see him.
Yeah, and he's the sort of like great actor that's so good to drop into Star Wars.
Yeah.
That just adds like gravitas to a role. And like, yeah. I can't wait. Like, it's such a treat to have him in it, I think.
Well, if he brings a little bit of that Animal Kingdom kind of attitude, he's going to be pretty scary. And then, you got Darth as well. He reported Darth.
Who is your guy or girl or droid? Who's your character?
Possibly a bit boring, but Luke. I loved them all.
It's never boring being right, Pete.
Yeah, well, thank you. Luke was the guy. I mean, Han was great and quippy and a bit naughty, and that was awesome. And him and Chewie together were fantastic. I love them all. But Luke's the hero. He's the one we follow.
Where are you in your family, in your siblings?
Three or four.
Okay, so you're second youngest.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. I always gauge the Luke Han. Like, I always think the younger you are in the family, the more of a Luke person you are.
The younger. Okay, well, that pans out. My brother wasn't actually massively into Star Wars. He watched it, but he never collected anything.
I know, I mean, like, if you're a Star Wars fan, yeah. I always find that, like, if you're younger, you relate more to Luke because you're the Luke of the family. Like, you're the one going, "Why is that light on?" Like,
right.
Because I always say, like, I was the youngest of three boys, and when Luke said, "Why is that light on?" I'm like, fair question.
Good question, Luke.
Answer the question.
Inquisitive mind.
Yeah. What's one of your favourite Luke moments? When he's mistaken for Darth Vader in Jabba's palace?
Well, I love the first half of Return of the Jedi. And that's, thinking about Rogue One a little bit, I think that's because it's basically a heist movie, and that's basically the first half of Jedi is a rescue mission, which is similar kind of genres, I guess. That's what's got me excited about Rogue One. I think the first half of Jedi is spectacular. I think the second half is okay. The older I got, maybe the less I enjoyed the Ewoks, but at the time I had no problem with them at all. So I do like Luke going to Jabba's palace. I love him learning the Force, the blindfold, and the training in the, you know, with Obi-Wan
mm-hmm.
In A New Hope, and of course, you know, the showdown with Darth. I can go to Dagobah. Just, I like it all. I like it all. One of my favourite scene, though, in the entire Star Wars movies is I love the city of in the clouds. I mean, Darth, the trap, and Darth is... Darth is it's got his lovely dinner table spread. It's like he's having a dinner party.
What's the deal with that? If Han didn't shoot, were they all going to like?
I don't know. Was there a meal coming? Because nowhere else in any of those, you know, like the Death Star or anything, do you see like, you know, a dinner party planned?
I have to.
He does have there.
Isn't there food already laid out?
Is there food or is it just cutlery?
Wait there, I'm going to check this out.
I don't know why I like Sit in the Cloud so much. I really kind of responded. I think I just enjoyed a bit of Lando. Lobot made me laugh.
All right, so the food's not there yet.
It's not there yet.
But all the cutlery is put out. There's glasses. There's space glasses. There's some liquids there.
How many is Darth expecting?
It looks like enough for everyone.
Yeah.
It's set for seven people.
Seven people. So Darth is going to be there. He's sit at the head of the table.
Yep.
Han, Chewie. Is Chewie with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's there. Leia.
Lando.
Boba Fett, yeah. And Lobot. Lobot's probably organising the serving of the meals, to be honest.
If anything, Star Wars fans should begrudge Han Solo for taking that shot and ruining dinner, because we miss the opportunity to see Darth Vader like wedge a straw through his little mask and have a sip of Cloud City cognac,
just
perhaps.
Playing charades, you know, a bit of dinner party charades, you know, just getting to know each other. Maybe there was a diplomatic solution that Darth was about to offer.
Pictionary.
Play a bit of Pictionary. But Han has had to shoot away and deny us a three-course meal in the City of the Clouds.
What a horrible house guest.
No good. Exactly. Don't shoot your host. It's not nice manners.
Now, and you're saying you're a big fan of the Lobot. What struck you about him?
The Lobot, I mean, to be honest, you did ask me who my favourite character is. And Boba Fett and Greedo are probably the ones that probably do stand out more in my mind. But the Lobot, I'm not sure if the Lobot's got any love on your podcast before. I'm not sure. Maybe he has. But I was always a little bit intrigued by him. You know when the figures came out and you're kind of like, oh, yeah, what does he do again? And I just remember him putting his hand to his ear and kind of somehow telepathically, but not telepathically because he can communicate with the main system.
He has got sweet Wi-Fi.
Yeah, he has. The Lobot invented Wi-Fi. Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, it all came from the Lobot.
That's why it's called...
George Lucas, again, ahead of his time.
That's why it's called Cloud City.
Nice! Nice! Nice. We've worked it out. Yay.
You truly belong here amongst the clouds. Look, here's your iTunes collection right here. It's floating past.
The password is Lando1.
But Lobot was one of those figures that got made into an action figure, you know, and I'm talking your Crix Maydeans, your General Maydeans and those sort of figures where it's just like, not much action.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was one of those where nobody was asking for the Lobot, you know, in their stocking. But if you had the rest of them, you know, if you had all your Lukes and your Hans and some of the creatures who are always also a bit cooler, then eventually you get the Lobot.
And it's almost like one of those things that, you know, sometimes parents don't know in what order to buy the figures.
Mm.
You don't get your kid a Lobot before you've got him a Lando.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, I got a call from my project colleague, Waleed, who's never seen a Star Wars movie. And he was at a shop, so he gave me a call saying, I'm at the shop, I've got to buy a gift for his son's going to a birthday party. He wants to get some Star Wars figurines, but I don't know which are the cool ones. Can you let me know? I said, is there one called Jar Jar Binks there? But we ended up with...
turns out to work the next day in a sling.
Unfortunately, there was no... Not surprisingly, there was no Jar Jar Binks, but there was a Rey, a Finn, and a Kylo Ren.
Jar Jar Binks, around 2020, big comeback, I'm predicting.
Yeah.
I think people will just be... The people that loved him when they were little will be at the age where they'll be up to buy a sweet statue or two.
You reckon they might just put something in Rogue One, like even in the background, or is it too soon?
Way too soon. Way too soon.
Even a silhouette, like a silhouette. As long as I don't use the voice, I'd be okay. No, I wouldn't. Actually, I wouldn't.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.